Just mics on. I take chances and play a lot of felony games. That's why my written my utilities and melody names. Some things don't ever change. It's too easy to obtain cocaine. That's why my people dip and dabble in the cocaine. I've done the dope thing. 10 grams, quarters, hands.
Oh my god, I haven't done one in so long. I'm like blushing.
I farted.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Creators Corner. This is season 3, episode 4. I'm here with TSP Terror Code and Corey Kaizen.
This is actually Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, I'm here with a couple of weirdos.
So the first thing I want to get into is that it's good to be back. I haven't been on a couple of episodes. You guys have been getting too messy for me. but after kind of listening to the last episode, one thing I really want to get into here is the topic of failure. I feel like a lot of people and listeners get to see you guys call out inconsistencies and poor leadership in other communities, but they don't really have a solid understanding or really the history of where that's coming from. So I think that it would be really beneficial if you guys would kind of talk about mistakes you guys have made as leaders, so the listeners have more backstory and can really understand where that ego from both of you comes from.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't understand that when we give our perspective on things, it's because we've made the mistakes that we're seeing a lot of other people make. And, you know, we're trying to help them avoid those pitfalls so that they can progress even past us. Like, I don't care if you lap me, homie. I want you to be successful. So I definitely have made my share of mistakes. One is becoming friends with Corey, because my life's been turmoil ever fucking since I did that.
What the hell? This week has just gone downhill. First of all, you invite me to an intervention, you get drunk, and then you leave my intervention. What kind of intervention is that? Yeah, but stay sober, gets drunk, fucking leaves. It was horrible. And now you get me on here live in front of a damn Clan Scenes Jerry Springer show, and now you just beat me over the head with a silver chair. What the hell?
First off, that intervention I thought went really well, what I remember of it.
It really went well. It really was going great till Pinky started drinking so damn much.
Boy, she gets out of the hand every time she drinks. I got to stop buying Dos Equis because all I do is feed her habit.
Dr. Pepe and Dos Equis.
Dr. Pepe and Dos Equis. Yep. Yeah, I mean, we can definitely talk about some mistakes and what I've learned from them and things that I won't ever do again. I mean, shit, one mistake I'll say right now is War Daddy, the dumbass that everybody sees around that his girlfriend keeps talking about how he beat her up and shit. I promoted him to director in TSB one time, and I have to live with that and face that shame every day. But the one thing I learned from it is I'm a lot more selective and I do more due diligence now when I promote someone. So he took a division that had a couple of hundred people in it and had 60 in it when he got mad and left TSB. Because it was like, you're killing a division. You gotta actually do work. You can't just be drunk and act stupid on here every day. So definitely a mistake that I made.
Says who?
says me, mostly.
Well, I mean, I personally feel like getting on here drunk every day is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, I used to do it as well.
I got
those are dark times.
Yeah. Yeah, I refer to those as dark times.
I got a pretty sad mistake, Trent, if you want to hear it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so, I mean, I feel like we all have those periods in our life that just bring us down, that just drag us through the mud, and those nasty, dirty periods of our life that is just putrid. And with that being said, I just really think that revenge was definitely one of the biggest mistakes in my life, for sure. What? What?
Oh, my God.
You didn't like that build-up? You didn't like the build-up for that?
Listen, I know you tell your new girlfriend that if y'all break up, there's always a group chat out there waiting for her.
Dude.
Full of your ex-girlfriends plotting.
Look, that may sound mean, but you should hear the things she says to me. No, my girlfriend is a damn comedian, though, the one I have now. She's fucking great. I told her I was going to interrogate her ass. She's like, she's a tough cookie. She's only cracked once, and I fucking was dying. I was rolling. You get it? Because, like, she only cracked, but then her ass cracked, and my mind was blown of how, like, instant she came with that. But, like, really, in my mind, I really don't know revenge that well, to be honest with you. It's all a blur. I was drunk the whole fucking time. Like, literally. Like, the whole 4 weeks, that she's gone on to build a fucking killer, you know, clan career of, like, 10 followers. You know, it's fucking, it's whopping. I mean, just...
How long... The funniest part to me is, how long did you not respond to her in any way, shape, or form before she finally broke up with you?
It was about 9 days. Nine long days.
You just kept hanging on, and you were...
My voicemail was full of witch tears. Damn, that sounds like a fucking killer. A killer country music song, Witch Tears by Dwight Yoakam, coming soon, baby. Hey. Witch tears and cheap beer. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit getting real. Funky fresh. That's what we're doing. I feel like I'm on a radio show right now. Go ahead, Trent.
Oh, so tell me this, Corey. What did you... Because I said what I learned from... promoting War Daddy. What did you learn from dating revenge? What from that whole thing that you won't ever do again? What do you feel like the lesson was you learned in that ordeal?
That pattern male baldness can translate to females too. What?
You definitely didn't learn not to date Canadian women.
I did not learn that, but I did learn... shortly after to not date Canadian women.
It only took you how many Canadian women to learn that that was a mistake you did not want to make again?
These statistics are high. I had a meeting with my new clan, Kaizen Syndicate, the other day, and I told them, you know, we're about to surpass 200 members now, and that's a real big milestone because that's finally more than the exes I have.
Yeah.
And we're really about to just push right through that. But look, I mean, people might be thinking I'm on here talking shit about revenge, and I don't want that to be the case. I mean, she's got a whopping clan career of 10 followers, and I don't know if that's an insult to her or me, because that's all I'm worth? 10 followers? I mean, nobody wants to see some shit talk on Mr. XGN no more? That's all I got? Damn, realistically, my logistics, since I got uncanceled, my logistics have just gone all down. I'm not getting no likes, no interaction, no retweets. Like, this is horrible for my career. So, I've just been out here acting up.
Well, you know, we try to be slick like that. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm Slick Rick, son.
It always cracks me up when people send me screenshots of somebody talking shit that's never done anything other than to be identified by having a booter. A self-appointed security clan god, I believe is what that person was referring to themselves as one time. And he be listening because he needs all the fucking pointers he can get here. Loyalty, staying true to your word, being a decent human being, you should really focus on those things, dude. And then your words might carry a little more weight in the future if you did that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was just supporting Papaw. You go, Papaw. You rough him up. You know one or two. He didn't even name your ass. You get wrecked. Son, yeah, he didn't even say your name, bitch.
I'm not going to name that person who's accomplished a lot of nothing. I just think it's funny. Obviously, I know who it is. I mean, it's somebody that I've known forever that, again, what have you done, little man? You want to talk shit on my name? What the fuck have you done?
Yeah, little man.
We don't need the hype over here.
I'm just backing him up. Papaw's got it.
Yeah, I imagine you standing behind him, just like jumping up and down, like, yeah, get him, while you're hiding.
Yo, that was me whenever I was watching YouTube, whenever fucking the TSB and MEA wars were going on. I was like, yeah, get him, because, you know, I was getting bullied out here. I was a huge TSB fan until they started hitting. Hey, that's all I'm going to say.
Listen. There's nobody was even bothering you, Corey. We were just making a few videos. You're the ones that was losing sleep over it. Well, I take that back. You and Landry were both losing sleep over the videos I was making.
I definitely was.
Dude, I was damn near setting alarms in the middle of the night. I was checking up, make sure my clan was all there. Man, I was fighting a war on my own, really.
Yeah. That's the thing about hitting clans is nobody can really hit a clan. You just trick a clan into hitting themselves.
Yeah, I mean, something I do want to talk about since we're on the topic of like mistakes and like the reason why, like, I feel a lot of the criticism I got over the years, I can't even be super upset with. A mistake I made early on was just lying about my age on the internet. Like, me personally coming from KSI and essentially being told from an early time that you're this old or you can't be here, and just kind of feeling like none of the older leaders would respect me if I was so young. In a way, you know, I would date people my age and it would look like I was dating people far younger than me, right? But realistically, the one person, which is Tatiana, like, I mean, someone that I'm, you know, pretty good friends with now today, you know, that I dated at that time period, was born in 1996 and I was born in 1995. But since I lied about my age, it looked like I was like 5 years older than I actually was, right? So definitely one of the biggest mistakes I made was not just being honest with myself, really transparent with who I am on the internet. And I could have saved myself so much slack, so much criticism, and likely you would have respected me a lot sooner because of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and that's why I respect the things that you have accomplished, because knowing your real age and knowing when you started XGN, and by the time you were 18, you had accomplished things that a lot of people will never accomplish. You know, so I really do respect that you had that kind of drive and dedication as a kid, a literal kid. You know, I mean, I see people your age now who I was just talking about, one of them, who've not really ever done anything. And you chose to stick with it, to stay with the grind. And that's why you're sitting where you're sitting, you know. That's why you sit at the tables you sit at, and these people don't. They're sitting at the kids' table, you know, and you're at the adult table, because you've never walked away from it. You've always been here, you know, which is a consistency to me always wins. If you're consistent, you'll outlast any of these seasonal kids.
I mean, something you mentioned on the last episode, I believe, and something we talk about often, is that you have to be here every day, right? You have to show up. You have to be visible. You know, people want to have a leader that's leading alongside them, not just above them in the far, right? Like, that's something that I've seen countless people, you know, try and lead clans and run clans from the far and never really be influential, or never really try and, you know, make the hard decisions. And, you know, as disappointing as it is, you know, I'll say one of them is game, right? Like, that's just what it is. Like, you can't just have a clan and be not involved. If you're going to have a clan, you're going to like actively be here in the scene and try and participate, you have to, you know, at some point lead your people. You can't just let your people lead you. And that doesn't mean you dictate them or you run over top of them. It's, you know, people should respect you enough to see your vision and know your moral values. And I don't know, like, when I think of friends that have let me down and people that I feel like could stand alongside me, I guess one of the biggest mistakes I've made is making an organization with a game, you know, with an Exiled Syndicate. Because, you know, at no point through that did I feel like he had my back, or no point through that did I feel like he was going to be able to actually assist me in running it and operating it, or even his clan, which was KN, right? At no point in that, and there was a lot of pressure on me that a lot of people from the outside, you know, hear about, but hear only one side. They don't, you know, people hear that I'm crazy or I be tweaking, and that's absolutely true. I do be absolutely fucking tweaking out here, like in the Save-A-Lot parking lot and shit often. But that's besides the point. It doesn't take away from the fact that I never felt like game showed up every day or even every week, to the point that, you know, closing Exile Syndicate might seem like a failure, but it was bittersweet for me because I felt like it was ridding myself of a lot of people that have latched on to me for a free ride, right? A lot of people that had latched on to, you know, something that I built for, you know, a lot of really great leaders under me and alongside me for the better part of a decade, you know, we sacrificed our Xbox Club, our Discord server, our YouTube channel, our Twitch channel, all of our credentials, all of our social platforms that had accumulated all these thousands, tens of thousands of followers, and just handed it to him on a silver plate. And at the end of the day, I felt like he threw it against the fucking wall, right? And that's just how I feel on the topic. And, you know, kind of going back to just XGN, it's almost like reclaiming what we know, reclaiming to where we're doing it for us, and taking away, you know, that privilege. There's no more, you know, he still has it in his Twitter bio. There's no more free ride. And I don't think anyone in this scene or anyone that wants to sit at this table should expect a free ride and expect crew to be loyal to you when you're not loyal to crew. You got to be loyal. You got to be dedicated. You got to be here for the scene, be here for the peers around you, and not just yourself and your small group of friends. You know, that's just my feelings. That's one of my biggest mistakes.
It kind of goes back to the old saying that there's a difference between a boss and a leader, you know, because a real leader, when his people are struggling, he's struggling. He's in there in the fight with them. You know what I mean? And a boss is sitting somewhere pointing, telling you to do things that he's not willing to do himself. And if your people are working every day, you have to be working every day. I mean, and I take that very serious. You know, I work, hell, I have a full-time job. I work 70, 80 hours a week, have children, have a grandchild, and I spend time every day on TSB stuff. Everything I do is to make TSB better, you know, to make TSB stronger. The people that I surround us with, you know, I don't take those decisions lightly because I'm attaching my name to the organizations that I put my clan around. And I'm loaning my name to all the people in my circle because I try not to lie. So if someone goes and says something and my name's backing that, they tend to believe that it's true. And I work really hard to do that. And when my people need, you know, when it's time and they need somebody to help work, I climb in there and work with them. And that's just the way it is. If it means me pulling over on the side of the road in a damn parking lot while I'm at work and talking for 30 minutes in a Discord call, that's what I do. Or having a group call every day with 10 people in it and we're working problems out. You know, you have to do that. If you want to be successful, you have to put in the work. People won't respect you if you don't. You have to be a leader. You have to be a leader when things are going good. You have to be a leader when things are going bad.
I totally agree. So,
you know, those are things that I've learned over the years. And another thing, you see a lot of clans that you'll poach somebody from a different clan, or somebody will come over to your clan from another clan and you give them a big rank. And to me, that's disrespectful to the people that have been there doing work for you. Everybody that comes here starts at the bottom, or they don't come here.
Yep.
You're not going to come here and be handed a rank, because I have people that have been here for a decade and longer. How am I going to bring you in from another clan and give you a director rank or something like that? They're not going to respect you. They're not going to follow you. You have to come here and do the work. If you want people to respect you, show up, clock in, do the fucking work. So,
a lot of people don't have what it takes to see a vision and then commit to it, to see it through. Like, if you want longevity, it starts with you, right? Like, I feel like we mentioned last week talking about Clan Hub and all the tools that we're working on to essentially make running clans easier and make it something that there is no excuses at that point, right? But it's still going to be on you to see your vision through. No one's going to come and build your clan for you. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you pander and clamor on to low quality people just because that's all that you can, you know, keep around you, that, you know, want to foster an environment that have negative people that want to not be willing to make the tough decisions when it comes to just being around scum. You know, you don't do that, but you actually build a foundation of quality leaders and quality members. And that's what I'm doing for the second time in my long, you know, 14-year clan career. For the second time, it is building something like that in Kaizen Syndicate. And what most people couldn't even imagine doing once, let alone doing it for 12 years, let alone doing it twice, you know, like that's what I'm doing. And we're also, as a collective, building a scene, rebuilding a scene that powerhouses like KSIGlobal.com and, you know, MEA, LHR, all these other old school communities let down. You know, we've talked previously, think about all the opportunities that have fallen through the hands of those that come before us that they could have capitalized on, but they didn't. In many ways, we've done what we were saw being done for so long, and just, you know, continue to make mistakes when at some point we could have just followed a much easier route if they had just taken advantage of the easy things that were right there in front of them. Like, clans were long before esports. Like, that's how esports began, was through clans. It's time to bring it back to the roots and see our prosperity. And that's what we're trying to do by rebuilding a scene that these powerhouses let down, right? So that's why I don't feel like they continue to have a voice or continue to speak on certain things, because they let it down previously.
That, I mean, KSI's had how many opportunities?
How many opportunities has XGC had? How bitter are they because, you know, I didn't just stand around and I did something? You know, at what point does he look at himself and realize that a kid has outdone him in every single way, right? 007 is such in such a prehistoric mindset when it comes to clans. He couldn't even imagine the platforms, the innovations, all the great things that we're actively working on as a collective. But even today, he's continuing to harm the scene by misrepresenting what a clan actually is.
Facts. He literally is still right now dragging the scene down through his actions. And he'll never understand that. And unfortunately, the people in this community won't ever understand that as long as they're there, until they join a real community and understand what these are opportunities for people. It's not 007 is one of those leaders that he uses his clan to promote himself instead of using himself to promote his clan and his people. I don't come here to build on my name. I come here to build on Hydra's name, TSV's name, your name. Not individually trying to gain anything from this platform. Everything that we say on here is to help the scene. And by helping the scene, we help our clans. He'll never get that.
When one of us is up, we're all up. I mean, that's realistically the mindset that, you know, we have as a collective. And, you know, it's not like every one of us or all of us, you know, get along 24/7 or even that. It's just about seeing the bigger picture and realizing how much bigger that the vision and the collective is than any of us individually. And he's so caught up in himself that you're right. He can never imagine the opportunities that await us that he's completely boxed his members off from ever taking advantage of. And it's sad.
Yeah. Yep, that's a fact. I mean, until he's able to understand that he has to promote everyone's clan and not just his own and not just himself, he'll never win. I mean, he's behind. He's so far behind now that he'll never catch up.
Yeah, he's Big Lots. We're Save a Lot. He don't know shit.
Oh my God.
He's not even Big Lots, son. He's damn Dollar Tree. He's not even Family Dollar. Hey, Family Dollar got great sales. That Saturday deal, don't get me started, son.
Oh my God.
So do you guys have any other kind of areas of growth or anything over the years that you've noticed that maybe weren't the best decisions you could have made that y'all want to talk about?
Oof. Man, I've made so many mistakes. I've chose to believe people and trusted people that I shouldn't have. And every one of us has a story about that, you know?
Yeah.
And I lost 2 years of growth in my community over someone that I had as senior director because I took his word over so many other people's word, you know? And yeah, Itachi was a real big letdown. I'm very disappointed in him. And not that I wish ill will on him or anything like that. I hope he grows from, you know, the things that he did wrong. But TSB would be in a lot better place right now if I had acted sooner.
You know, I've talked about it in previous episodes, and, you know, I think it's pretty obvious, but one of the biggest things is some of the things, advice that I've given on this podcast and some of the things that I criticize 007 of for his clan XGC are things that I too practice, you know, things like the blacklist and separating the bigger picture and separating a better gaming experience for my members and my supporters over, you know, just petty nonsense and not really taking their experience to account, you know, not really purposely, but just blindly. And, you know, doing that was a hard lesson. I probably prevented like tens of thousands of possible friendships for, you know, the better part of a decade. But that's the thing, is you can change, but he's so caught up in pride and so caught up in ego that he couldn't probably, if you asked him three things that he did wrong, he would say he's done nothing wrong. And that's a problem. You know, Terracode once told me that, you know, people don't want a perfect leader. They want an honest one, right? And that's essentially one of the biggest things, is he could never be honest with himself to realize that at this very moment, he possesses the power in his hands to, you know, instantly open his members up to thousands of friendships, open his community up to thousands of opportunities. Because Xian, we don't have no ill will. Because what? Because he has the word exiled in his clan name. There's hundreds of clans that have the word exiled in their clan name. It doesn't bother me one bit. It's just all on him to make that decision. So, like, realistically, you know, the blacklist was definitely the biggest mistake that XGN had on the scene. And me, at for years, had the opportunity to prevent that and to stop that. And I didn't, because I didn't realize the impact that it was having so negatively. And, you know, there's certain people that shouldn't be around. There's certain people that just are vile and incorrect. We've had that discussion previously as well. But just at the point that it got so petty, to the point that someone not liking you or saying something bad about me, like, that's just not needed. And any clan that practices a blacklist such as that, you know, is prehistoric in my mind.
You know, I mean, he sits and he judges people and charges people to come back into his community. Like, what the hell do they have to offer that's worth paying for? I don't get that. And people think that they're the center of the universe over there, and they're a star that has burned out, you know, but the light's still traveling. You know, when a star burns out, it takes, I don't know, thousands of years for the last ray of light to come from that star to Earth, you know, before you won't know that star is there. That's who they are. They burn out and just don't know it yet. So it is it's wasted opportunity. Wasted opportunity and a drag on the scene.
I'm just kind of going back to the point you made about promoting someone and then kind of taking too long to finally see them for who they are and demoting them. I feel like that is a really good point, because that happens at so many different levels in the scene. Like, even I'm still learning that. I'm still learning that people that I can trust aren't really the most active people. They're not, I can trust them with a certain level of, like, security, but they're not consistent. And finding people who are consistent, that show up every day and that are honest, is something that is actually, I feel like, pretty hard to find, like, at that level. Because
I didn't know we were going to go with Cali like that.
Yeah,
the most talented, trustworthy person in the world, but man, he gets his attention. I mean, any shiny object, and he's deviated off the path.
Absolutely.
I, for one, have never noticed that about Cali. He's such a great friend of mine, and I'm really glad that he wore that Mr. XGN t-shirt on Twitter. This is all shocking news to me. I've never heard this. Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm still waiting on my Pride Month social media pack for June, and we are well into July.
She's got the receipts, Cali. Yikes. Yep. You are.
He knows. I know he's looking around. When he hears this, he's going to be looking around, because he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
He's going to go right to work.
Like, get ready for next year. I got to get on it now for a Christmas post.
And listen, I mean, we might as well throw Blue in there.
Yep. They are the most trustworthy people I've ever met, and the most loyal people.
But some of the best friends.
Some of my best friends, but I cannot count on them.
They cannot stay focused.
No.
Two proud Americans right there.
I'm saying. But so just kind of just going back into that is, I mean, even at all levels, I just had, like, in a department where he someone was held back from a promotion because of a promotion that they had made that was holding them back. So I think that when you said that, that was just kind of very interesting. And I think that's a really important kind of point to double back on, is the choice is the choices you make. And you really need to look at people at before you promote them. Don't listen to what they're saying. Look at their actions, kind of make sure that that is the person for the job, because it'll hold you back at a small scale or even a big scale. Like, it could hold the entire community back or even the scene back.
The thing that I've learned is to not wait. If I see something's not working, I have to address it immediately. Cannot let it fester. Cannot let it, you know, continue on, because that's not healthy for the clan. So when I see a mistake that I've made in promotions or whatever, I go address that issue. I don't wait any longer. I mean, Ivy left TSB because I demoted her. I mean, something I've never talked about. But when I did it, I called her on the phone and I talked to her about the reasons why I was demoting her and the problems that I saw. And as soon as I realized that that was a problem, I addressed it. And at the end of the day, she can say whatever she wants to about me, but she and I know that I made a phone call with her and we had an honest conversation. And I told her the things that she needed to address. And her response was to get mad, leave TSB, you know, join VA, say horrible things about me that she knows is not true. But at the end of the day, we both know what was said in that phone call. And we both know I gave her an opportunity to redeem herself. And she put herself in a position where she's not redeemable. Not me.
Ooh-wee. Can we do shout-outs?
No.
Why?
No more shout-outs. This was not a messy episode, and I've never heard so much name-dropping from you two in my entire life. I'm so confused.
Do a shout-out, Corey. Go ahead.
I just want to give outs to the Jehovah Witnesses, Dog the Bounty Hunter, the Dale Earnhardt Estate. Hold on, I got a list. And, oh, I got an unspoken prayer request. And that's it. That's all, folks. See you next episode.
Landry, you got any shout-outs before we go?
I'm perfectly fine. Thank you.
All right. Well, my shout-out goes to all the Omegas. Keep trying and get fucked. Sly, you and DVX at first at the list.
Shout-out to Groupon. Bye.